أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections as we reflect on the verses of the Quran. And our theme for this year is the concepts of leadership and management from the Quranic perspective. Today, in the fifth day of the month of Ramadan, we want to look at the topic of follow the leader. Yes, this might be a cute game that our children play in the playground after school or on a Saturday afternoon, but it has much more greater implications for us as adults, especially if we're in a position of leadership of a family, of a community, of maybe a business, a large corporation. Leadership, as we've been talking about, is a very important requirement of any institution. You know, anytime there are two people, one of them needs to be a leader. Today, under the topic of follow the leader, we want to look at this fact of what does it mean to actually follow and implement the guidance given to us by our leadership. How did this verse come down? Under what content? What was the context of revelation? What was happening? Let us review some of that, and then we'll actually bring about one of the points of guidance and leadership and management for our own personal day-to-day lives. Before we go to that, let's have a listen to the verse and the English translation, and then we'll come back and reflect on this verse of the Quran for a few minutes today in this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah says the following statement.
حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ
Until when you became lax and disagreed amongst yourselves about the implications of the order of the Prophet, and you disobeyed your leader. This verse of the Quran from Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 152, is in relation to the second battle that took place within Islam, that is the Battle of Uhud. For those who know the Islamic history, you'll recall that in the very first Battle of Badr, although the Muslims were outnumbered 3-1, they became victorious and successful in this battle. They managed to push away the enemy forces and gain a upper hand on the opponents who were coming to attack and destroy this religion of Islam. The second Battle of Uhud, however, the tide changed. Not because God didn't want them to win. No, because God had actually promised the Muslims that you would be victorious in your next battle. But what happened? What happened is the fact that Muslims literally disobeyed the messenger of God. They disobeyed their leader. They disobeyed their master. And when you disobey one who is your leader, the one sent by God especially, then obviously you are sealing your own doom and your own destiny. As we know, in the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet had stationed 50 or some odd number of soldiers at a particular mountain range in Uhud to guard from the back so that a sneak attack would not happen from the other side of the mountain. The Muslims who were guarding that outpost, they got confused at a point in the battle. Was the battle over? They saw many people were fallen and that they, who were as the guardians, wanted to rush and get the spoils of war. Some had heard that the Prophet had been killed. And so in this ensuing pandemonium and this melee of confusion, a majority of them decided to leave the mountain, get the spoils of war, get the gold, get the treasures, get the bounties, and forgot about their responsibility. Ultimately, to make that long story short, to make that long battle short, we know that the Muslims lost severely in this battle. Some of the greatest early companions of the Prophet were killed because of the antics of a few people who were charged with protecting the Muslim community. And ultimately, because of their lack of respect of the Messenger of God and following his orders, the Muslims lost that battle. Now, that was 1400 years ago. What about us today? How does this verse fit into our contemporary life? How do we draw a lesson in morality and leadership and management from this particular verse? Well, ultimately, just as the theme was for today, which is follow the leader, that one of the factors which can result in the breakup of an organization, one of the factors which can result in an organization not reaching their targets, not meeting their, let's say, their quotas, not getting to their objectives, whatever their goals are in terms of their corporate policy, is not to follow the leader. When your manager, when your director, when somebody at a higher position of authority is saying to do something, it's usually because they have a better overview of the company, of the finances, of the competitors out there, or of a nonprofit organization, they know what has to be done to fulfill their mandate as a organization, as a religious group. And when people decide to intentionally disobey their leadership, to ignore what they've been asked, what they've been told to do, what they're being paid to do, or what they're volunteering to do, when you don't listen to the leadership, then this is where problems come in. Now, obviously, if a leader tells you to do something morally incorrect, there is a moral dilemma there, what to do. We're not looking at those instances. We're looking at generally when a leader has been appointed, has been put into office, and they are now in charge on the helms of this organization or company or home even. We have to listen to them. We may disagree with them. They may be doing something wrong, but guess what? We don't just disobey them. We can disagree and speak to them and talk to them and hopefully get them to change their understanding. But it's not right for us if we are the followers, if we are the subordinates, if we are the employees, if we are the volunteers, to go and say, well, you want me to do X, Y, and Z, but I don't agree with it, and so I refuse to do it. No, if you feel strongly or passionately about something, then let it be known. Tell the individual, look, I have concerns with this, and get them to maybe see things in a different way and get them to change their opinion. But ultimately, and we conclude with this, is that we need to follow the leaders that we put into place. We need to respect them. We need to give them the opportunity to put their plan in place and to hopefully become successful and to be, reach to that goal which they have envisioned that they want to take us on, to attain that level of success in whatever way it is. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.